first thing to learn in contract bridge is that it is a partnership game. You have a partner. He is supposed to be your partner. If you don't make him your partner, you are going to lose. Therefore, learn to bid with your partner. In the bidding, you attempt to tell your partner about your own 13 cards, and he attempts to tell you about his. And the first basis of this information exchange is how many high cards do you and he have. In order to determine this, a point count has been developed. Some people say experts don't use point count. That is not so. All experts use the point count, and the point count they use is the following simple one. Each ace is counted 4 points. Each king is counted 3 points. Each queen is counted 2 points. Each jack is counted 1 point. There are 10 points in each suit. There are 40 points in the deck. Of course, points don't take tricks, but it is remarkable how close you will come to making just the number of tricks your combined points tell you to expect. Not always, just most of the time, and most of the time is the best you can do in contract. In addition to high card points, you also count distributional points. I will come back to them later. Just remember right now that the more unbalanced your hand, the shorter your short suits, the longer your long suits, the better that hand is for attacking purposes. The principal opening bid is one of a suit, and I want to establish a minimum with which you cannot afford to pass. This minimum is 14 points, of which 11 or more are in high cards. Now that we have established our 14-point rule as the minimum for an opening bid, or at least the minimum for a compulsory opening bid, we should remember that we can open the bidding with less if we desire.